This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day to get some intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those all together for you each weekend here on this program. And you can participate. You can call in 877-726-8255. Call us this hour or next, and you can appear live on the program and pose your question or register your comment. Also, an additional feature is that using that number, 877-726-8255, even if you call when we're not live on the air, you can record a question, and we'll put you on eventually so that you'll get a response. 877-726-TALK is our number. A little later in the program, we're going to talk about whether pollution can literally drive you crazy. Yeah, it's annoying, but maybe it can literally drive you crazy, not just figuratively. Also, vaping in the news, because well, it's thought to be a harmless alternative to cigarette smoking, a preferable way to imbibe nicotine. Well, latest studies are in, and it's not all that harmless. 877-726-TALK. And in the news this week, the Amazon is burning. It's a giant disaster zone. The smoke is cloaking far distant metropolises like Sao Paulo in a pall of choking smoke. And so that's happening to the real Amazon. But the company that has appended the name Amazon is also apparently a giant disaster zone, according to a big expose in the Wall Street Journal. Headline from the Wall Street Journal, Amazon has ceded control of its site. The result, thousands of banned, unsafe, or mislabeled products. So they're saying here in this article, Amazon has proven unable or unwilling to effectively police third-party sellers on its site. They say that many of the millions of people who shop on Amazon.com see it as if it were an American big-box store, a retailer with goods deemed safe enough for customers. And you may say, you know, this is great. I've got Amazon Prime. That means I'll get immediate shipment of whatever I want to do. I don't even have to leave the apartment anymore. I can just order stuff and, you know, run out of toilet paper. Next day, a big box of toilet paper arrives from Amazon. And it's prompt. It's cheap. You can shop for the biggest bargains. You can also get the fabulous Mrs. Maisel on your Amazon Prime account or watch The Man in the High Tower. Great TV stuff. It's amazing. And the real-life Amazon is burning, and so too is the company Amazon in kind of a conflagration this week with the revelation that a Wall Street Journal investigation found that over 4,000 items for sale on Amazon.com Inc. site that have been declared unsafe by federal agencies are deceptively labeled or are banned by federal regulators. And they list toys, they list medications, but they also talk about supplements. 52 listings were marketed as supplements with brand names the FDA and the Justice Department have identified as containing illegally imported prescription drugs. Now, you may say, well, I'm not getting any of that. Well, just think of the case recently where a couple of Major League Baseball players were suspended for use of performance-enhancing drugs, and then they admitted that they had gone to a gas station to buy erectile dysfunction supplements from the gas station vending machine. Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff out there, and even when it comes to probiotics. Amazon runs an annual sale they've dubbed Prime Day. That happens in the middle of the summer when business is slow. And it turns out that one of the products that was being offered on Prime Day, something called Align. That's a probiotic that's made by Procter & Gamble. It's used a lot in yogurt, but you can also buy it straight because it's supposed to help you with irritable bowel syndrome, help your digestion. Well, folks got a notification in the mail that the Align that they'd ordered was counterfeit. The email said, quote, "We are aware that some counterfeit Align product was sold on Amazon via third parties. Amazon has confirmed that they have stopped third-party sales of the Align products in question, and Amazon's only selling Align product received directly from a P&G manufacturing facility." The problem is you don't really know what you're getting when you order nutritional supplements from Amazon. There's a lot of bootleg sites. It's very easy these days to shop by price. You just put in the name of a product, and Amazon appears at the top of the list, and you see a lot of vendors with sometimes fabulous prices. And so you say, well, I've got an Amazon Prime account. It's easy. I'll just order, click, boom, and it arrives. But you can't really depend on the quality of products that are offered to you via Amazon. And that's why I urge listeners, as tempting as it might be, to go to Amazon and shop for products. Use a well-vetted website like Fullscript. Fullscript is a website that I participate in that is very carefully curated and vetted, and the vendors are subject to a high degree of supervision and inspection when it comes to offering their products on Fullscript. And Fullscript also offers professional products, products that are usually offered via doctors and not just available over the counter at discount drug stores and places like Costco. It's a very high quality website that actually takes responsibility for the supplements that it sells. So check out drhoffmanstore.com for a wide range of products that you can really depend on. Because when it comes to the Amazon, well, it's a big sprawling place. And it's a kind of a crazy patchwork jungle. And it's on fire these days. And it smoke might get in your eyes or you might get burned. This according to investigation by the Wall Street Journal, a giant disaster zone. That's the Amazon effect. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number is 877-726-8255. And availing herself for the opportunity to call us live this weekend is Diane. Let's hear from Diane, Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
Yes. Oh, thank you for taking my call. So I was, I've always had like hemiplegic migraine since I was a kid. So I go to the neurologist routinely. So they did an MRI about 6 months ago. Something abnormal came up. Then they did a specialized MRI. They said I have what they think is an acoustic neuroma.
Mm-hmm.
They said, so besides the fact that I can't hear as well out of the ear anymore, they say I have the hearing of a 70-year-old. So I'm 62, and they say I have the hearing of a 70-year-old.
That's not too bad.
In my right ear.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Yeah. It's just that with the, it's constant hissing also,
Okay.
The tinnitus.
So, So you're looking for a non-surgical alternative to getting the acoustic neuroma operated on?
I would hope, yeah. I mean, I've read some bad things about the surgeries and,
the surgery can be, like as with anything. I mean, it's a type of brain surgery, but it's frequently performed, and the results are usually good. And so this acoustic neuroma actually was found by accident. You were looking for, something, an underlying cause of your migraines, but it showed up an acoustic neuroma. But you do have some problems that are potentially due to the acoustic neuroma. You have hearing loss and you have tinnitus. And there's a fair chance, although it's not 100% shot, that if you have the acoustic neuroma operated on, you won't lose additional hearing, number one. And number two, that your tinnitus might be relieved. I mean, this is actually a plus because the vast majority of cases of tinnitus, there's no findings. I mean, they do MRIs routinely on tinnitus patients just because of that. They want to make sure there's no acoustic neuroma. In effect, you hit the jackpot. There is a physical finding. There is something that's operable. And you could have a good outcome. And tinnitus is pretty darn annoying. There's no natural way that I can think of to suppress your tinnitus and circumvent the need for an operation. Acoustic neuromas can sometimes grow. They can pose a danger because while they're a form of growth, they're not malignant. They're not usually going to cause great harm. But they can press on the brain structures, shift the brain, to one side, put pressure on brain structures, and they can create more problems than just hearing problems. So if the consensus by your doctors is that you're a good surgical candidate, you're relatively young, it's not like you're 92 with a multitude of other health problems, and you're going to die soon anyway, you probably should have it remediated. You probably should have it treated. So in this case, the high-tech treatment, and some of these things sometimes can be operated on, not with conventional surgery. Sometimes I think there are acoustic treatments. There are various types of non-invasive treatments for acoustic neuromas, external beam treatments. You should investigate all the options. And then pick the one that's, going to guarantee you the highest rate of success with the least potential for side effects and pull the trigger on it and address it. See if it improves your hearing and reduces your tinnitus.
Something a neurosurgeon would do
Yeah, precisely. Mm-hmm. That is what neurosurgeons are all about. Yeah.
I see. Okay, well, I'm glad to talk to you, and I'm glad to get your opinion, because I was very nervous about it. Should I go with radiation first, or just go?
No, I think you should explore the options, you know, speak to the various people who lay a claim to treating this, and discuss the pros and cons, and then you can make a decision. If necessary, you can discuss the options with me and call back, okay? 877-726-8255 is our number. You know, sometimes you say, well, this isn't brain surgery. Well, in this case, it actually is. Let's talk about vaping and e-cigarettes. You know, thought to be a preferable alternative to smoking. The problem is we're hooking a lot of high school kids, adolescents, on nicotine. And that may be a gateway drug to other things, like actual cigarettes, which really are harmful and can cause cancer. So what are the downsides to vaping? I saw the consequences of this in my office the other day. I had a young 23-year-old come to see me, and he was literally vaping in the office. You know, he had a little device, and he was sucking on this. And then I said, you know, it's time to check your blood pressure, because he'd mentioned to me that his sister's pregnant. She checks her blood pressure frequently. When she gives him the blood pressure cuff, it comes out high sometimes, and it's freaking him out. So I said, well, let's check your blood pressure. Well, that made him nervous, so he sucked on the e-cigarette cassette a few more times. He's as we do it. And lo and behold, his blood pressure 160 over 96. And I really think it has something to do with the e-cigarettes. New study, e-cigarettes can trigger same lung changes seen in smokers and with emphysema. Researchers say our findings in the study indicate that vaping may not be safer than cigarette smoking. Also, this report, cases of vape-related lung damage rise to at least 149. So the nicotine in the vaping products, yeah, it's addictive. It's not likely to be cancer-causing, but nicotine constricts the blood vessels, and if you're huffing and puffing on these concentrated nicotine cassettes day in and day out, it may constrict your blood pressure, contribute to high blood pressure, and thus put you at higher risk for stroke and heart attack ultimately. Not entirely pleased with the vaping alternative. Yeah, if you're smoking, it's preferable. It's a gateway to getting off. But if you want nicotine replacement, get the gum, get the lozenges. Don't vape, because your lungs won't be happy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us today, this hour, or next. We'll answer your questions here on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-8255. The call lines are lively today. We got a call from Kathy in Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
I'd like to ask you if the new shingles vaccine is how about a 77-year-old woman who's had herpes? Are they a candidate for that new shingles vaccine?
And might that 77-year-old woman be you, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. So your herpes condition, do you get frequent outbreaks of herpes? Does it recur frequently?
I don't. And I never had a big blown case of it, full-blown case of it. It doesn't bother me too much anymore. But I worry about shingles.
Okay. So there was some concern that the previous vaccine, the Zostavax vaccine, which is against the chickenpox virus, varicella, it's called. It's a member of the herpes virus family, but it's different and distinct. And all these viruses tend to lurk in the body. You get an initial case, and then the virus sticks around. It hides predominantly in the nerves, and then it may come out later. And that's why people who've had chickenpox, later they'll get shingles. It's the same virus, but it's reactivated. So similarly, with genital herpes or with herpes labialis, which is the herpes that occurs on your lips, around the mouth, this can be reactivated by stress, when your immune system gets suppressed, when you get older, perhaps you undergo chemotherapy or some immune suppressive therapy, these viruses can come out. But they're different. So it's kind of like saying, you know, if I eat apples, you know, will it suddenly spur cravings for oranges? Well, it might. I mean, it's different, you know, apples and oranges. The Shingrix vaccine, and, you know, I've looked this up because this is a question that comes up. People are concerned, well, okay, I may be protected against shingles, but will this reactivate my herpes? And it's a reasonable question because these vaccines sort of activate the immune system. But you just might just as easily say, well, might the vaccine that confers protection against shingles, might it confer protection against herpes? It could work that way, too. So there's no evidence that the Shingrix vaccine triggers herpes outbreaks. I've looked into this. Maybe coincidentally, some people have had a herpes outbreak after they've gotten the Shingrix vaccine, but that doesn't prove causality. I think it's safe to take. I think it's effective. You know, it's just a question of, do you want to take the vaccine? So many people who are, you know, over the age of 50 or 60 are confronted with the need to take a bunch of vaccines, whooping cough, measles boosters, Pneumovax, the Shingrix vaccine. You know, we thought we were done with that, you know, when we were kids, and flu vaccines. Some of us may prefer to ride bareback, so to speak, and rely on their natural immune responses. I tend to encourage that. Making sure that you get adequate sleep, good nutrition, take immune-supporting nutrients like vitamin D and selenium and zinc, vitamin C. These are things that confer, I think, somewhat of a bulwark against infections and recurrences of viruses such as shingles. But they're not foolproof, and some people may opt for the vaccine. And I think the Shingrix vaccine is safe and okay to take. So there you have it. I'm sorry?
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My great pleasure. Thanks for your call. All right. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, let me tell you about a supplement that I use on a daily basis. I recommend it to my patients. It works on the mitochondria. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, I've reviewed some of the studies of NT Factor. It's been used in patients with Gulf War syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and the results are really exciting. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And you can get it in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. It's a complete vitamin mineral formula, and it has omega-3s in the package. But let's say you want to keep your favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor. There's Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement or endurance you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support, a pure NT Factor, and a potent delivery system. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, so please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you won't be able to find it there, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or you can order direct simply by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. This item, all this pollution is driving you crazy, right? The air you breathe, the water you drink. There's reports of lead in Newark, and people are given bottled water with bad expiration dates. The pollution is driving us all crazy, but this may not just be true figuratively. It may be true literally, this according to a new study. Researchers are increasingly studying the effects of environmental insults on psychiatric and neurological conditions. The results of a new study published August 20th in PLOS Biology by an international group of researchers suggests a possible link between exposure to environmental pollution and an increase in the prevalence of psychiatric disorders. Biologist Atif Khan, the author of the new study, says, quote, our study shows that living in polluted areas, especially early on in life, is predictive of mental disorders in both the United States and Denmark. That's where the studies were done. Air pollution can be toxic to the brain. Studies on rodents suggest that environmental agents like small particulate matter travel to the brain through the nose and lungs. And animals exposed to pollution have shown signs of cognitive impairment and depression-like behavioral symptoms. So this research is among the first to conclusively link pollution to psychiatric problems. And additional proof of the potential for pollution to affect our nerves comes from this study in the British Medical Journal. Vehicle exhaust pollutants linked to near doubling in risk of common eye condition. So if you're stuck in traffic on the LIE or on the 405, as so often happens, it turns out that long-term exposure to pollutants from vehicle exhaust may make you blind. AMD, which is age-related macular degeneration, it's a neurodegenerative condition that affects the middle part of the retina. And that part of the eye is a window into the brain, because that's nerve tissue. It's nerve tissue that we can see. If you go to the ophthalmologist and they use a slit lamp, dilate your eyes to look at the back of your eye, they can literally see the macula, and the macula gets damaged in age-related macular degeneration. It degenerates. And it turns out that there's a correlation between air quality data and exposure to the highest level of carbon monoxide. Folks are 84% more likely to develop AMD than those exposed to the lowest level of carbon monoxide. So it's an observational study, which means that correlation isn't necessarily causation, but there's strong evidence that pollution affects the brain. We know it to be the case when it comes to Parkinson's disease. Exposure to pesticides and herbicides increases the risk of that neurodegenerative condition. But, you know, simple environmental pollution, vehicular exhaust, and bad air can affect your brain adversely. Very disturbing study. 877-726-8255. That's our number for our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. If you can't call now, don't worry, because you can use that number to record a question. Just call 877-726-8255 24/7 and record a question. We'll hear some of those recorded questions probably next hour. It turns out that if you've got cardiovascular risk on your mind, you don't need Lipitor, you just need a Labrador. This according to the Mayo Clinic. Your heart's best friend, dog ownership associated with better cardiovascular health. No, this isn't the pet show. The pet show, now it's on later on some of these radio affiliates. This is Intelligent Medicine. And it turns out that pet ownership, specifically dog ownership, I wonder if they studied cats, because cats can kind of drive you crazy. Maybe cats can give you heart problems. They're so finicky sometimes and balky. The study examined the association of pet ownership with cardiovascular disease risk factors and cardiovascular health. The results were published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings, and what they found after looking at over 1,700 subjects with no history of heart disease, they compared the cardiovascular health scores of pet owners overall to those who did not own pets. And then they looked at the subset of dog owners to other pet owners and those who did not own pets. In general, and I'm quoting here, people who owned any pet were more likely to report more physical activity, better diet, and blood sugar at ideal level. Okay, so having a pet already, that's good. That's good. But the greatest benefits from having a pet were for those who owned a dog, independent of their age, sex, and education levels. So, okay, they factored age, sex, and education. So having a pet might be a marker for, you know, somebody more affluent, or maybe you're a little, I mean, correlation is not necessarily causation. If you are an extremely broken down person, you hate to go out, you know that you can't take the dog outside to make duty, then it may be that you're not going to own a pet. So the not owning the pet is a feature of your ill health rather than having a pet will make you healthier. So the causality is a little screwy there. But the study demonstrates an association between dog ownership and heart health. And look, I really believe this, because caring for another entity, has got to be good for lowering your stress, the uncritical acceptance that dogs give you when they stare into your eyes. You're not sure if they really love you or whether they're just trying to milk you for another delicious morsel. But there's just something about dogs. They're cuddly, unconditional love. And also the exercise opportunities they afford you they make you healthier. Researchers say that having a dog may prompt owners to go out, move around, and play with their dog regularly. And, there's this whole issue of these, emotional support animals, you know, for people with health problems. They seem to make a difference. They seem to help your mental outlook. So there you have it. You don't need Lipitor. You may just need a Labrador. Oh, those are nice dogs. Low levels of vitamin D in elementary school could spell trouble in adolescence. This is something that we'll never know, because there was no consciousness about vitamin D when I was a kid 55 years ago or 60 years ago. But I'm pretty sure that I had fairly low levels of vitamin D. The only way that I got vitamin D was by living literally on the beach all summer, because I grew up in Santa Monica, California. Santa Monica, California, sunny place where all the kids spend the entire summer on the beach, hanging around the lifeguard station, listening to transistor radios, listening to AM rock stations, or listening to baseball games. That's what we did all summer long. So I got some vitamin D during the summer, but in the winter, we didn't know from vitamins then. Yeah, there's a little vitamin D in milk, but my vitamin D levels probably plummeted when the dark months rolled around with limited daylight, even in Southern California. And I probably was the worse for it. Vitamin D deficiency in middle childhood could result in aggressive behavior as well as anxious and depressive moods during adolescence. Man, that fits me. Aggressive, anxious, and depressed. I was a brooding youth. Children with vitamin D levels suggestive of deficiency are almost twice as likely to develop externalizing behavior problems. Aggressive and rule-breaking behaviors, yeah, I did that, as reported by their parents, compared with children who had higher levels of the vitamin. Oh, I wish my parents had known that, because then they could have given me vitamin D, and I could have been a little bit more better adjusted. I was a rebel. Children with vitamin D deficiency during their elementary school years appear to have higher scores on tests that measure behavior problems when they reach adolescence. Think vitamin D for your kid. It's perfectly acceptable to give your kid, even small kids, 1,000 international units of vitamin D, and, you know, based on blood tests, and see if you can get your pediatrician to check your kid's vitamin D levels. If they're exceedingly low, supplement to the point where they're in the 40 to 50 range, which is for some kids hard to achieve. You know, they're spending so much time inside with their mobile phones, on the social media, texting and playing games inside. They're just not getting out in the sunlight anymore. And vitamin D levels in food, very low. So consider vitamin D supplementation for your kid. This one is intriguing. Ginkgo biloba may aid in treating type 2 diabetes. Well, ginkgo biloba has the reputation of helping us with cognitive. It helps brain circulation. But in this research, admittedly it was animal research, they say that extracts derived from ginkgo biloba are frequently used in traditional medicine and have antioxidant effects. They've been reported to reduce blood glucose and improve lipid profiles in diabetic rat models. So they say that in this study, diabetic rats were given ginkgo biloba and their blood sugar improved, suggesting that ginkgo biloba may be one of the supplements that we add to our armamentarium for treatment of type 2 diabetes. That would include chromium, things like berberine, higher doses of magnesium, vitamin C. All of these appear to have beneficial effects in diabetes. And now ginkgo biloba may join the list of supplements helpful for type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance. Very cool. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. You still have an opportunity to call next hour and pose your question. We look forward to that. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine.